Hello, I'm Jeff Talbert, superintendent of the Canton City School District. We understand recent events have brought attention to our school and our community. We, as a district, have remained open and honest about our role in these events and about our desire to maintain the priority of every student's safety and well-being. False and inaccurate information has been purposely provided to the news sources regarding the school district's action in recent days. These false accusations go against the very fabric of who we are as an institution of learning that is dedicated to student achievement and success. At the Canton City Schools, we believe in honesty, integrity, and transparency. In the spirit of cooperation, we would like to set the record straight on how these events truly transpired while still preserving the privacy rights of certain parties who now unwittingly find themselves in the middle of a story they themselves did not create. Here are the facts. On May 24th, troubling actions of our former football coaching staff came to the attention of our district administrative team. On May 25th, an investigation into these troubling allegations began at this time. To provide student safety, coaches were placed on suspension, barred from returning to campus while the investigation occurred. As a part of the investigation, the district spoke with the involved coaches who are on our staff. As a part of the investigation, the district requested permission to speak with student athletes present during the incident. The district spoke with a number of student athletes who were given permission to speak. As a part of the investigation, the district viewed security video footage of the incident. This video footage is extensive and it clearly shows the identified coaches engaging in actions that constituted inappropriate, demeaning, and divisive behavior in a misguided attempt to instill discipline in our student athletes. The district also satisfied reporting requirements established by the state of Ohio through the submission of appropriate materials to the Ohio Department of Education's Office of Professional Conduct for their review. Also, in an effort to be comprehensive and with our students' well-being in mind, a police report was filed by the district. With the students' safety as our primary objective, the investigation was proper, it was timely, and it was appropriate. The investigation established that the behavior of the then coaching staff constituted inappropriate, demeaning, and divisive behavior, and it was unbecoming of the teaching profession. Their actions demonstrated an extraordinarily poor judgment. This investigation substantiated the based upon their extraordinarily inappropriate actions, the seven members of the coaching staff, including the head coach, could no longer be coaches with the Canton City School District. Let us be clear. The Canton City School District holds our coaching and our general staff to the highest professional and ethical standards. Anything short of these standards is unacceptable and will not be tolerated. Although this has been a difficult situation, this incident does not reflect the Canton City School District culture of protecting the physical and emotional well-being of our students. We have a culture that is committed to excellence for our students and for our staff. We promise as we move forward, we will remain dedicated to delivering on that commitment.